Hi, Channel 10. We're here at CES 2008. This is the Silverstone booth, and we're here looking at some of the new cases for home theater PCs, for gaming rigs. I'm here with Tony from Silverstone. Tony, thanks for being on 10.
Thank you for coming.
So you've got some really cool new cases here. Now, this one you were talking to me about, it has a touchscreen. We've seen that before in Silverstone cases, but this is the first one with a high-definition touchscreen. Yeah. Is that right?
It can actually run up to a maximum resolution of 1920 by 1200.
So that's full 1080, 1080i, 1080p?
Yeah.
So if you're using this case here for a home theater PC that's going out to a projector or an LCD or a plasma screen, you can still get the, you know, the double up of the display with the touchscreen in full HD.
Correct. So it's a clone display. This is what our previous customer wanted for a long time. So
right.
Now we're finally bringing it into the market.
Okay. And anything else different about this particular model?
We made some structural improvements to it. So it's a much stronger chassis in terms of structural rigidity. Also, the hard drive cage has rubber and foam pads on it. So it sort of reduced the hard drive noise and vibration. So overall, a very nice case for airflow and, you know, for very quiet environment as well.
Cool. Now, you have a smaller version too back here, is that right?
Yeah, this is a version with a micro ATX motherboard inside.
Okay.
With a smaller touchscreen. It's a 4.3-inch touchscreen. It can also take many of the standard components and also very high-end graphics card. So you can still put in a very, very powerful system inside this chassis with great airflow to cool everything.
And both of these are targeted perhaps at the home theater PC builder?
Correct. Also, just any computer enthusiast.
Cool.
Not necessarily only for home theater.
Cool. Sorry, that's a touchscreen as well down the front there?
Oh, yeah. You can actually control the touchscreen over here as well. Now, there's a different software program that can run independent from what you see on the television. So you can control, it's almost like a remote control
right
over here, controlling what you see on the TV.
Okay.
So it's a little different than what you can do with that case.
Very cool. All right, so you've also got Silverstone and now going into the mice business. Is that right? You've got a new mouse here?
We decided to try something new.
Sure.
We're actually experimenting with the carbon fiber material. So we kind of did a little bit of that on the mouse to give it a try before we move on to the next big things.
Now this mouse has got a really big scroll wheel on the side there on the left. What's that one do?
Usually in Windows Vista, if you want to go to Flip 3D, it is not as quickly as you can do. You have to do some sort of keyboard combination or go down to the system tray. But with this scroll, all you have to do is scroll it. It goes directly to Flip 3D without having to press in any additional buttons.
So it's a dedicated Flip 3D scroll wheel?
Correct. You can see it in the control panel here. It says Flip 3D scroll.
Okay, and like one of the Microsoft gaming mouses, you also have the ability to adjust the DPI.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, we have this gaming switch on the back that if you flick through it, you can actually change the DPI settings independently for the X and Y axis. So for games that requires you to move really fast left and right, but not so much up or down, you can adjust the DPI for the X axis to be faster than the Y axis.
Very cool. Okay, now you also have a 2.5-inch hard drive enclosure. Now, this is quite a different enclosure, and that has built-in RFID. Tell me how that works.
So when you first put in your brand-new drive, after you format it, you can take the keys that we provide. There's two of them, so don't lose them.
Yeah.
You put the key next to the sensor. It will lock the data that it's on it, so you cannot access it. You cannot read or write to it. The only way to unlock it again, so touch this again, you'll beep one more time, then you have the full access to it. Even if you remove your hard drive from the enclosure at a later date, all the data is still locked. So the only way to reuse the hard drive is to reformat.
Right, so this is an enclosure. If I buy this, I need to buy my own 2.5-inch hard drive, but I put it in there and then the RFID locks the data so only I can access it with that key.
Yes, only with these keys.
And you only get two of them.
Yes.
Okay, Tony, thanks very much for your time. That's the Silverstone booth here at CES 2008.